I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Think you're ready to be a project manager? Are you solving problems or are you just really kind of reporting them? I want you to stay here today because today we're going to discover the real path forward. You mind if I tell you a short story? I remember I once worked with this amazing, talented project coordinator. We're going to call him Alex. He consistently got overlooked during promotion season. And one day, Alex had the courage, which I respect a lot. He came to me and said, hey, do you know why I'm stuck? You know, I've checked all the boxes. I know what I can do in the role of a project manager. And then I asked Alex a crucial question. It was very crucial, and as well as it was critical. I said, why do you really want to become a project manager? Alex paused for a minute, thought to himself. Then he admitted it was mostly about the title, telling people he made it, and let's be honest, the salary. That's when we discovered the real problem. Alex was chasing the wrong motivations. See, promotions are not suitable when driven only by status or money. So before you move forward, I'm going to ask you that same question that I asked Alex that day. What is your real motivation for wanting to become a project manager? Because your answer might just change everything. Point number one. Challenge your motivation beyond the title of project manager. See, a lot of times we seek promotion solely for the title, the salary increase, and this doesn't really sustain the motivation in demanding a role like project manager. You want to reflect deeply on your true professional ambitions and how this role aligns with your long-term career, as well as your personal growth. This is important, family, because a clear, authentic motivation ensures you will be driven, effective, and resilient in times of challenges where you're dealing with project team members or stakeholders, because promotions are not just based on these superficial reasons of yielding the lack of being fulfilled. It's more to it than that. And this is why I want to give you some actionable tips. Honestly, write down three reasons why you want to become a project manager beyond the status, the salary, and of course, the title. Identify how owning projects align with your personal values, your skills, and long-term career vision. And my last and final actionable tip is discuss your authentic motivation openly with a trusted mentor or manager to validate your readiness and commitment. Point number two, seek an external mentor or coach. Family, if there's nothing else that you listen to today, in today's episode, if you skip over all of these points that we discussed, this one is key. And the reason why it's key, because an outside perspective can broaden your understanding of effective project leadership. Combining an external mentorship as well as internal feedback enhances your professional growth, as well as gets you prepared for project management readiness. This is important because external mentors, they're very objective. Only thing they can go off of basically what you're providing with regards to the internal feedback and align it with your organizational expectations. Also, they're unbiased. So you know that they have nothing to gain except seeing your success. So they're actually in your corner, and then they'll help you apply the lessons. And most of all, my favorite is they'll hold you accountable. A lot of people, I'm about to go on a quick rant. So excuse me. A lot of people say they want this thing. They say, oh, I want to be a project manager, or oh, I want to go and get this certification. But as they say, as the rubber meets the road and the opportunity shows up for you to go after it, then you start giving excuses. Well, I don't have enough time, or I don't have this, and I don't have this. And most of that is really in your control. But we start looking at all the reasons why we can't achieve or go after something. And then we get so caught up in the problem of everything that we don't have that we miss the opportunities that we do have. Okay, maybe I'm just talking to myself here. I hope that I'm resonating well with someone. Here's my actionable tip. Engage with an external project manager, mentor, coach for unbiased advice and share your insights from your internal meetings to get that tailored consultation. Point number three, analyze the project management and the project coordinator job description. I wish somebody would have told me this when I was going after, when I was a project coordinator going after a project management role or basically wanting to get promoted. The thing was, I never looked at, hey, what are the difference between the roles? I seen the project manager doing. I was like, yeah, I can do that. Matter of fact, I'm doing the job now. But I didn't look at the roles. Was there certain qualifications that I needed? Was it degrees or was it certification? Was it, you know, training or was it experience? There are certain aspects that are there. So being able to clearly identify those skill gaps through the job description clarifies exactly what's required to transition into a PM role. This is important because knowing your gaps lets you focus precisely on areas of needing that actual improvement. Here's my actionable tip. Obtain and compare job descriptions for both project coordinator as well as the project manager role. Develop a targeted personal development plan addressing each identified skill gap. Point number four, recognize promotion is timing. I know timing is everything, as they say, an organizational need. Promotions depend on both personal readiness and organizational context with regards to or such as budget or role availability. And I know, family, I get it. I mean, I'm not telling you something you already know. I'm just giving you some more proper context because it can be frustrating. You probably feel that you're ready. And you might be. But unfortunately, the position is strategically built in a way that, hey, right now, we don't need that. We don't need another project manager. We need a project coordinator. And because that's our need right now to fulfill the organization, this is the reason why you're in this position. You have options in anything that you want to do in life. And you have to make a decision, not a choice. And we have to understand the difference between choices and decisions because we can get caught up in our choices. Or matter of fact, let me remix that thing. We can get so caught up in our feelings that we forget the plan that we set forth. And the plan that we set forth, this is why mentor coach is important, because they align that plan of which on the direction you want to go. So you won't get caught up in your feelings if something goes left because you have a plan and a plan that is adaptable to change, because we need to be adaptable at our plans. Meaning that, yeah, we may have planned to set out to be a project manager at this role, but however, through our network or connection, someone says, hey, we got a project manager opportunity for a, once you go in an interview, and maybe that particular situation opens the door for you to have that project management role. Here's my actionable tips. Discuss organizational timelines and opportunities regular with your manager and remain patient, but be prepared. You know, they always say, if you're prepared, then you don't have to get prepared. You don't like that one. Well, if you're ready, you don't have to stay ready. So position yourself strategically when opportunities do arise. Point number five, partner with experienced project managers. Having the ability to collaborate closely with a project manager provides hands-on experience and visibility into a project ownership. A lot of times what ends up happening, especially as a project coordinator or individuals that are new to project management, they want to jump right into that project management role and they don't have the hands-on experience. What is the hands-on experience? Well, it's the wisdom that comes with leading projects, meaning that dealing with certain stakeholders, you have to handle them a certain way. Dealing with project team members, you have to handle them a certain way. And this comes with wisdom over time. This is important because direct partnership can and will clearly demonstrate your readiness and desire for promotion. By collaborating with these PMs, you gain firsthand knowledge of their responsibility and you can volunteer to handle some tasks. Let me step back from that real quick. You also have an opportunity to watch that project manager make decisions, and then you can ask questions, probing questions. Well, what was your process of how you came to that particular decision? What made you pivot instead of sticking with the plan that you particularly had? These are questions you can have that you can go and experiment with, because it doesn't mean anything to listen to the information and don't do anything with it. Just like in today's episode, I continue to press upon you that it's important that we not just listen, we go ahead and experiment to see how it fits us and see where you can make some tweaks to even be better than that project manager you're learning from. Here's my actionable tip. Family, you want to be extremely transparent. People don't mind assisting you on your journey to becoming a project manager, but nobody likes being misused. So if you ask for help, be specific about what the help that you need and be transparent about your goal of actually wanting to be a project manager. Point number six, identify leadership scenarios. Project management is all about leadership. I don't care what project it is. This is why I always laugh all the time when I'll see a particular role, or I'm coaching someone on a particular role. I'm like, I don't even care what the role is, because leadership is always going to be the foundational principle. How can I influence? How can I inspire someone that does not report to me to do a task that we need to get done? How can I bring a organization that a cross-functional teams together and not operate in a silo manner? Because collaboration in anything that you do in life is always going to be more fruitful than something where I go off into my corner and I work by myself and you go off in your corner and then we come back together. Yeah, sometimes that's required, but what if you missed the blind spot? I always share this story. Before there was actually these things in your mirror where you can see where your blind spot was, this is why it was always good to have a passenger. Why was that, you ask? Well, see, it was good because what ends up happening is they could let you know that that someone was in your blind spot. Nowadays, we forget that even as a seasoned project manager, I still have blind spots. So just imagine if someone that is a project coordinator or someone that's transitioning into project management, those blind spots are even bigger. So being able to have a leadership ability to actually take what you're learning and experiencing, this enhances your credibility and visibility. And then you are allowed to showcase your initiative and your ability to guide others. This is what it's all about. Can you guide someone? Can you lead someone? I'm not talking about the title. Title meaning that there's a separation between management and leadership. Now, I know in the title it is project manager, but we're really project leaders because we most of the time don't have direct reports, as I stated. So here's my actionable tip. In your project plan, I'm not talking about a schedule, you want to be able to create a clear, like, what does this look like for me? How am I going to be able to move towards my goal closer, and start writing down some actionable tips? Point number seven, formally request recognition for your efforts. You know, my mom would always say, son, a closed mouth don't get fed. And I was like, well, that's profound. If we unpack that, what she was saying is that sometimes you have to be your own cheerleader. Sometimes you have to put in your own vote. So without formal acknowledgement, your contributions can become invisible. You may be doing the job extremely well. However, no one is noticing because maybe they're just like, oh, well, they're moving on to the next thing. So this is important to get recognized for your contributions are crucial evidence during a promotion review. Here's my actionable tip. Ask your manager and stakeholders for formal feedback. Get emails, you know, say, ask your stakeholders and your project team and your manager, hey, could you send me, based on everything that you see me do on this particular project, would you be open to sending me an actual email about what you thought I did extremely well? LinkedIn recommendations. Since we're on LinkedIn and YouTube, let's talk about LinkedIn. Let me get some LinkedIn recommendations. And just don't go out there. Let me park here real quick, because I've seen this happen and I want to make sure you're set up for success. You want to pose the question in a way that it's more of that you're offering value to the person you're asking the recommendation for. What does that look like? That means, hey, I really want to know how well I did, and could you help me assisting me because I'm trying to go to this next level of project management. And by giving me a recommendation on based on what you see me do, please, I would be open to you providing that. It's also internal recognition. You want to be able to ensure you get that internal recognition. Reference these endorsements when discussing your promotion opportunities. Point number 8, request a formal review of your readiness. Family, I'm just going to say this really just very straight to the point. How are you going to know your gaps if you won't be able to fix it if you don't know your gaps, what I'm trying to say? Because what ends up happening is that you don't know why you're doing something wrong if you don't have a formal review to figure out what you need to fix. So having the ability to recognize what are the priorities? Is it a technology? Is it a resource thing? And be open to revisiting this plan as circumstances change. Here's my actionable tip. Schedule a career development discussion explicitly asking for assessment of your leadership capabilities. What does that look like? I want to schedule a meeting with my manager. I'm going to put together an agenda ahead of time, give it to them ahead of time and say, hey, these are the things I want to talk about regarding my career. Is there anything you want to add to the agenda? Because I want to ensure that this is a fruitful conversation, not just for myself, but for you as well, as I'm building up to become that project manager. And you want to seek a concrete actionable plan. Because just think about it. If you put together an actionable plan from that meeting that you had, when it comes to performance reviews or when it comes to that promotion, you got all the things that was said that you needed to work on, that all you need to do is shift it and put it in a document. And we start talking about, hey, how am I getting to this next position? Point number 9, improve your project communication skills. If leadership is number 1, I have to say communication is number 2. I talk about it in the book, The Magnetic Project Manager. Communication is key. How do you communicate? If we go to an executive meeting, are you going to go into all the details about your projects and talk about this? Will you be able to answer the questions that executives are asking you? And if you don't know how to answer them, are you going to just make it up on the fly and then you end up getting caught? Now you lose the respect of the executive. You lose the respect of yourself because you thought, oh, well, if I could just make up some stuff, they would believe me. No, if you don't know the answer, say, hey, I just don't have enough information right now to answer that effectively. Would you be open to me sending you a response within the hour? I would respect that. Any executive definitely would respect that. And if any executive is listening, chime in and tell me what you think about that. Again, weak communication skills can reduce your perceived readiness. Strong communication is essential for PM effectiveness. How can I improve my communication? Regularly volunteer to write project updates, emails, reports, give updates, and deliver concise, clear, and verbal updates during meeting. Point number 10. Regular engage with stakeholders. Stakeholders and your project team are the core of what you do here. Coordinators who avoid direct stakeholder interaction remain invisible to decision makers. You need to be looked upon as a decision maker. And how you do that is you build trust, rapport with stakeholders to establish your credibility as a future PM. Here's my actionable tip, family. Take initiative by scheduling stakeholder check-ins, gathering the requirements, addressing their concerns directly, and then going back to your project manager as well as your manager. And this is a more proactive approach because what's going to happen is you want to be able to go to your project manager and say, hey, I met with John, I met with Sally. This is what they said. This is the feedback that we received. This was my recommendation to actually address that particular feedback. What are your thoughts? I'll leave you with that. Family, this is my final advice, and I appreciate you taking the time to spend with me as long as you have. You've learned some critical strategies here today to finally shift from being overlooked to becoming a clear choice for promotion. But listen, let's be clear. Insight alone won't get you there. Only action. Action. Action will. So here's my 3 closing items, and then I'll send you on your way. Challenge your motivation. Are you truly committed to leadership responsibilities, or are you chasing a new job title? Reflect on what you want to be as a project manager and focus on growth, not just prestige. And clarity, if we know anything, clarity definitely builds last longing success. Number 2, seek an external mentor or coach. It's always important to have an outside perspective. This fast tracks your development and keeps and holds you accountable. See, what makes people have the success a lot of times is the accountability. You made a commitment. You didn't say I was interested. You said I made a commitment that I want to get the PMP. You made a commitment that you said I want to be a project manager. Now you have a mentor or coach holding you accountable for the thing that you said you wanted. The last and final one is request a formal readiness review. Take control of your career, because nobody's going to take care of your career better than you can. So take control of your career trajectory and be proactive, not reactive, of getting that formal feedback exactly where you stand. Listen, family, I want to tell you this. I want to ensure that you have an opportunity to make sure you get that project management promotion and make it a reality. So here's what we're going to call action time. What is action time? Action time is basically three things. Take 30 minutes today to reflect on why you want to be a project manager. Number two, identify a potential mentor. Number three, schedule that readiness review with your manager. By moving forward on these three points, you'll do more than just dream about being a project manager. You'll actually prove that you're ready to lead. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, family, that just simply means it. I appreciate the opportunity. Until next time.